This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am in control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm a paranormal investigator. That means I'm researching and deep diving unexplained phenomena. I grew up in a haunted house, but now I am investigating hauntings around the world.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. Hey!
Hello!
It's Birdie.
And Robert.
First, we will just say a huge thank you to our patrons as usual. So we really, truly appreciate your support. Our patrons get special behind the scenes access to extended video footage. There is so much footage that I am uploading it constantly to get it to them. They still have bonus stuff from episode 2 coming, all of episode 3, episode 4, and oh my goodness, the bonus footage that they're gonna get for episode 5 is so long because by episode 5, we were on our game.
We knew what we were doing.
And we had 6 cameras recording for 6 hours.
Like professionals.
Yeah, there is a lot to go through. I've been going through all of that footage. Some interesting stuff in there. I would really love opinions on it. Definitely not going to make it into the episode, but there's some stuff I definitely think the patrons will enjoy. So anyways, go over to patreon.com/spiritdiaries if you're interested in that. And that is also where the psychic development circle is happening. So a little bit more about that because I've gotten a few questions. Basically, if you are in the middle tier, we will meet once a month. If you're in the top tier, we're going to meet twice a month. And this will be over Zoom. We will have roughly an hour to work on your own psychic abilities. And this is so cool because I this is what I was really looking for when I was developing. And in saying that, I'm always learning. So I'm also excited to get to meet with everybody. And basically each month we will be tailoring it to where you want to focus your area. And hopefully as the group grows, you all can sort of bounce off of each other. But I'm getting some Zenner cards, which I think will be a fun thing to do. And I'm really excited for it. And it's just going to be a safe place to talk about psychicness and develop it. And if you have questions, or it's really going to be personalized to you. It's not about me, finally. I feel like we talk about us so much. This is the one space it's for you. And of course, over on Etsy, we have on spiritdiaries.etsy.com handmade stuff. I hear you're making some stuff coming soon.
Yes, I will be dabbling in some, maybe some offering bowls or some mortars and pestles.
I already put in an order for a mortar and pestle and like 6 offering bowls.
So keep an eye out for those because they will be coming as soon as I find enough layers to go out into my workshop.
Layers?
Because it's cold.
Oh,
I need lots of layers.
I forgot it was cold. Yep. No. See, we're the kind of people who never wear shoes, and I will wear a t-shirt no matter what the temperature is outside. And I always wear flip-flops because in my mind, it's always summer, and I refuse to put on a jacket.
I agree. I regularly, when there's snow outside, check the mailbox in shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, last year when it snowed outside, I got actually frozen outside in about a foot of snow in just a t-shirt and undies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And I had to go bang on our window and tried to wake Robert to wake me up because I was frozen and locked outside.
Yep. Fun times.
We are not from a place where it normally snows. So we still just have no idea how to handle this.
There's no preparation. We've been here for so long too. It's like, you should get some sort of inkling, but it's just like, no. I refuse. I'm done.
So yeah, Etsy, I've been making some candles. We have great candles, protection candles, herbs. If there's anything witchy you want to see, any herbs or anything, I've got the hookup. So I definitely just, if there's something you guys want or need or are looking for that we don't have, just send me a message and I'll get it for you.
Yeah, and go check out some of our newest listings that are a bunch of cool antiques that are coming in very... of the witchy aesthetic.
Yeah, well, and all of our stuff is cleansed. I hated buying antiques when I was younger because I always was like, uh-oh, haunted. But yeah, I cleanse every single item before they enter our house. And then they're just in our goodness here until they come home to you.
I make sure to do the full cleansing ritual dance in every aisle that we go to find these antiques.
Please describe this in its full glory. Oh, I need to know.
It's just a lot of flailing and like forceful stomping. And occasionally it's just outbursts of sound. So just imagine me waving my arms around, stomping from left to right, just going, ah! And then when I feel like it's cleansed, I stop.
Can we get a YouTube short, Instagram reel, TikTok of this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really?
I'll share my ritual so that everybody else can do it in the stores if they ever buy antiques.
Really?
Yeah, that's fine.
You guys heard it. Y'all need to go make sure you're following us on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok because that's where it's going to be.
The more subscribers that we get, the better the ritual will be shown.
Yeah, we are really trying hard to reach 1,000. That's our goal by the end of the year. I don't know if we'll make it. And in terms of the episodes, we don't know what's going to happen with the end of the season to season two. If there will be a season two, we really don't know. And ultimately, a lot of that depends on you all and how much support this season gets. And it also depends on a few other factors that we are not able to discuss at this point.
Yeah. So depending on how things work out in real life and all together, things will kind of come down the pipeline as we know more.
Yeah, and patrons will be the first to know anything.
Always.
So, yeah, continue to support the season and let us know if you've enjoyed the episodes, if you want to see more of those in the future. And with all this said, we are going to be really busy writing books.
Yeah.
Because we also have... 2 books coming out to you very soon. So early 2023, you all will be seeing a Spirit Diaries book come out. And this book is going to be about our 6 investigations we did, talking about both of our experiences and having all the data in it, which I think is really interesting. So in the episodes, we didn't really get to share the investigative side.
It's science-y stuff.
Right. Science stuff.
The nerd shit.
Yeah. Which I think is really interesting and something that is hard to put in a show type episode. It's hard to really quantify or look at the significance of responses or really deep dive into the history and get to know like everything. So this book is going to go deep diving into all of those as well as our findings. And then... the other book is going to be a guide to the paranormal realm. And I'm still working on a title, so I don't have a title of the book.
Woo Woo Spirits.
It's going to be called Woo Woo Spirits.
Done.
And yeah, so it's going to be a guide to the paranormal and basically how to differentiate between different types of spirits, whether you're a psychic, whether you're an investigator, no matter what tool set you're using, how to cleanse yourself, how to stay protected. That way, if you guys want to do something wild and go into one of these places, you know how to put up those protections I'm talking about. You know how to, you know, get rid of an attachment or at least information to where you can seek further assistance and help differentiate what kind of spirits might be haunting there. And it's all going to be based on my experience. And I know everybody sort of has like a different outlook on it, but you know, I think my perspective is a little unique and I definitely am excited for that book, and they're both underway. So yeah, the release dates will be announced as we get a little closer. And I'm really excited. Two books at once. Can we put any more on our plates, Robert?
No, it's overflowing. There's no more room.
And since there's nowhere room, I do have to say Spirit Diaries has taken so much time that I've pretty much like taken a maternity leave of sorts from work to be able to give all of this stuff to you all. And unfortunately, I am getting in a little trouble with work. And I need to buckle down and get back in the grind.
Right. Because not only do we have both of our full-time jobs, we have the podcast, the YouTube channel, the Etsy shop, Patreon, and then all of our social media accounts where we talk to you guys every day. So time is not on our side.
Yeah. So we do have to buckle down with work for a little bit. We're going to take a little hiatus. Just to get our lives aligned.
Just with the podcast.
Yes, only with the podcast. YouTube will still keep going. Etsy shop will still be open. I'll still be giving readings on there.
We'll still be talking to everybody on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we got to take some real life time, get back aligned for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back. Don't delete us from any of your podcast apps. Don't forget about us. We're going to be right here. We're not going anywhere. The podcast episodes are just going to take a quick break while we get some stuff in line in our personal lives, get some stuff in line with our regular work lives, and that way we can help better give some time back to all of you. Love. Any closing thoughts before we sign out for a little bit?
No, I just want to say we appreciate you guys' constant support. And we every day are just thankful that you guys have been able to share our story with us and listen to all everything that's been happening. And we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we're not going. It's not we're forever. Not leaving. We're not leaving. No. It is a literal short, itty bitty teeny.
Yeah.
We're not leaving.
And we're just making it better.
Yes. Last time when we said the story was over, I will say half of you never came back. You thought we were gone. We're not gone. We're alive. We're living. We're coming straight back. We're not going anywhere. Please don't forget about us. Yeah, we will be back and better than ever. We just need to get our crap together,
because
we have exploded since we recorded the season for YouTube in April. Mm-hmm. Our lives have been a big old chaos of blender mess.
Flip turned upside down.
Yeah. It's been a lot. I think this was a bigger undertaking than either of us could have realized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm eternally grateful. I cannot wait to share the last two episodes with you all. They're going to be epic. And in saying that, we're going to Randolph County Infirmary Asylum. Did I get that right?
Randolph County Infirmary. Yep.
Asylum.
It's just called Infirmary.
We're going to Randolph County Infirmary. You guys are the first to know because I'm not announcing it anywhere else besides here. So, haha, you're special. Rub it in everybody else's face. We're rambling because I don't want to go.
I understand.
It's just going to be a quick break.
Just a little one.
A little tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
A little baby. A little itty bitty baby break. All right. We love you guys. We sincerely mean that. And please don't forget about us. We'll be here. See, that's probably one of you messaging me.
Hi.
What's up? We will be here and we'll be back, and these episodes are going to be epic. So yeah, see you in just a bit.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.